SBS Radio.
SBS Radio.
ਹਾਜ਼ਰੀਨ, ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਪਰਥ ਤੋਂ ਟੈਲੀਫੋਨ ਲਾਈਨ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਇੱਕ ਨੌਜਵਾਨ ਪੰਜਾਬਣ ਜੁੜੀ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਭਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਾਫੀ ਧਮਾਲਾਂ ਮਚਾਈਆਂ ਹਨ, ਨੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਟੈਲੀਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਅਖਬਾਰਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਬਹੁਤ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਮੇਰੀ ਮੁਰਾਦ ਹੈ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ ਕੌਰ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਅਤੇ ਬੜਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਇਹ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ, ਉਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਹੁਣ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ। ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ, ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਨਿੱਘਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਹੈ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ।
Thank you so much. Thank you. So nice to be here.
ਦੇਖੋ, ਇੱਕ ਅਰਸੇ ਤੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੁਲਾਕਾਤ ਕਰੀਏ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਾਜ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਉਹ ਪੰਜਾਬੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਅਤੇ ਖਾਸ ਕਰ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਦੀ ਆਈਡੈਂਟੀ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਪਹਿਚਾਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਲੋੜੀਂਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਹੈ। ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਦੱਸੋ ਕਿ ਹੁਣ ਤੱਕ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੰਮ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਹੁੰਗਾਰਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਰਿਐਕਸ਼ਨ ਅਤੇ ਰਿਸਪੋਂਸ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ? ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜ਼ਾਹਿਰ ਹੈ ਕੁਛ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਕੰਮ ਪਸੰਦ ਆਇਆ ਹੋਵੇਗਾ ਅਤੇ ਕੁਛ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ। ਕਿਵੇਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੈਂਡਲ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਇਸ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ?
Over the last couple of years, I've been traveling around and meeting different Sikh communities, talking to Sikh youth, and I didn't even know this, but I was actually gathering lots of research. And all that research about what young people, what young Sikh children are facing in America, in Malaysia, in England, in Canada, in Australia, is all going into a theatre show. And I actually had a theatre company in Perth, where I grew up. They contacted me and they said, we want to do a show and we find your story very interesting. And, you know, we've never seen a Sikh Australian show in the theatre, so in a performance setting. So they told me, can you do a 75-minute show all in poetry? And wow. I said, wow, that's a very, that's a big challenge for me. I've never done something so big. And now I get to share my story because, it's 3 to 5 minutes. And you can only get one point across. You can't get too much across in a short poem. But Jodo Sare Ande, 75 minutes surely. If it main ho jada material cover kar sakti hu, I can really go into depth, you know? And that's why I think I'm very lucky I get this opportunity.
So zahir taur te kavita poetry tuhanu pasandida madhyam hai, spoken word poetry khas kar is de zariye tusi apni pehchan banayi hai, par jehda ek mudda jisnu tusi bar bar leke aande ho oh hai bullying, harassment. So mainu eh dasso, agar assi australian paddar te gal kariye, duniyavi gal te na vi kariye, kinna vadda issue hai?
I think jadon assi dekhde ha bullying school vich, assi ਸੋਚਦੇ ਇੱਦਾਂ ਹੀ ਆਉਂਦਾ, ਬਟ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਹਰ ਸਟੇਜ ਲਾਈਫ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਦੇਖਦੀ ਹਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ ਕੀਤਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਪ ਵਿੱਚ, ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਟ ਗੈਟਸ ਮਾਈ ਬਲੱਡ ਬੋਇਲਿੰਗ, ਇਟ ਗੈਟਸ ਦ ਫਾਇਰ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਬੈਲੀ ਐਂਡ ਐਕਚੁਲੀ ਕੋਜ਼ਿਜ਼ ਮੀ ਟੂ ਸਟੈਂਡ ਅਪ ਫੋਰ ਦੋਜ਼ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਸਿੱਖ ਇਟਸ ਅ ਡਿਊਟੀ ਟੂ ਐਕਚੁਲੀ ਸਟੈਂਡ ਅਪ ਫੋਰ ਨਾਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਯੋਰਸੈਲਫ ਐਂਡ ਯੋਰ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਐਂਡ ਯੋਰ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ, but also the rights of others, those that have actually been marginalized, those that have actually been the most minority in this country. So when we look at the issues, I think bullying is a good word to use, because I think you can have bullies out there. When we look at big companies, we look at the big bullies of Australia, then we look at the bullies, the everyday bullies in society, we look at the bullies in politics. And then I think it's really, it's a good moment to actually use bullying in the schoolyard, which is what I'm using in my theatre show, as a metaphor, as an example of showing this doesn't end. This isn't just something that is for young people. This is something that people face. You know, when, you know, 6-7 years ago when I did that, I did a parliament speech when I was 17, I think. And I remember it was about bullying. And I got so many emails from adults, from people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, sending me their stories and their stories of being bullied, and how that taught me that when people don't get the opportunity to stand up for themselves, to voice their truth, to actually speak up in that moment, they carry it for the rest of their lives. And for me, I've always been, you know, my personality is that I want to make sure that I don't have regrets, and I'm able to move on to each stage, not carrying on the past. So I think this is my coping mechanism, poetry and performance.
ਸੁਖਜੀਤ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦਵੋ ਕਿ ਕੋਈ ਗੱਲ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਹੀ ਹੋਵੇ ਅਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਚੁੱਭੀ ਹੋਵੇ, ਬੜੀ ਸੱਟ ਲੱਗੀ ਹੋਵੇ, ਭਾਵੇਂ ਸਕੂਲ 'ਚ ਜਾਂ ਵੱਡੇ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਜਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਹੋਰ, ਹੂ ਬਹੂ ਕੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਗਿਆ ਜੋ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਹੀ ਇਟ ਕ੍ਰੋਸ ਦ ਲਾਈਨ?
ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਫੋਰ ਮੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਲਾਸਟ ਟੂ ਥ੍ਰੀ ਈਅਰਸ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਗੋਟ ਟੈਲੈਂਟ ਗਈ ਸੀ, ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਸਾਰੇ ਦੇਖ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਪੋਇਟਰੀ, my appearance, and instead of commenting on my poetry, which many did, many said beautiful, positive things, there was a big group of people in our community that only focused on what I looked like. So this, you know, I went on Australia's Got Talent thinking Australia is going to get mad at me because I was talking about controversial things, but instead, what actually happened, which was a surprise, was that my own community, they couldn't handle what I was standing up for. And that was also women's rights. I think for me, my line that gets crossed is when people say what it means to be a Sikh, as if people can be the, I don't know, I feel like, well, how do we have the power to judge others when we're on such a personal spiritual journey? And I think this will always be a problem, and that's okay. But I think for me, I want to use art as a way to respond to these problems, because I think that is where my line gets crossed. When people say very abusive things online, you know, now we've got Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, it's changed how bullying happens. Bullying now happens online.
ਸੋ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਕਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਰਾਸ਼ਟਰੀ ਪੱਧਰ 'ਤੇ ਮੀਡੀਆ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਆਪਣਾ ਕੰਮਕਾਜ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟ ਕੀਤਾ, ਖਾਸ ਤੌਰ 'ਤੇ ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਦੀ ਇੱਕ ਪਹਿਚਾਣ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ 'ਚ ਬਣਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੋ, ਅਤੇ ਦੂਜਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਸਗੋਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬੁਲੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਰ ਆਪਣੀ ਸਿੱਖ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬੁਲੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ, ਕਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਹੀਆਂ ਗਈਆਂ ਜੋ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ 'ਤੇ ਉਹ ਉਂਗਲ ਚੁੱਕ ਰਹੇ ਸਨ?
You know, you are not a Khalsa. You need to take that surname away. You are not a Sikh. You are not a Kaur. You need to remove those names. You are not a true representation of this community. You are not pure. People would ask me how much kirtan I do. So I would send them videos of my four-year-old self doing kirtan, because I found it very funny how I needed to prove myself. I think it's really confusing. If you're a young person growing up in Perth, you're trying to prove to everyone in this country that you belong and you have a place. But to also, I think it hurts more, it hurts so much more when you're trying to prove to your own community that I also belong, I also am a Sikh. I think that's been more hurtful, and it's actually caused me a lot of pain, and I've actually stopped performing. This theatre show will be my first performance after 2 years. Because I've just had to recover from all that. I've actually screenshotted over 100, 200 messages from people in my community saying, some of the things I can't even say out loud because they're so, they're just very, very rude, and they've got swear words. They've got things about my body which are very disrespectful to women. And I think that those people just don't really understand what I'm trying to say, and they're not ready. I think some people aren't ready to receive someone who is trying to do something different.
ਬੜੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਥਾਂ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਣਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਮੀਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਆਮ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਅਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅਪਣਾਉਣ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਗਲਵਕੜੀ ਪਾਉਣ, ਪਰ ਜਦ ਆਪਣਾ ਹੀ ਭਾਈਚਾਰਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਹੋ ਜਾਏ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਸਮਝ ਸਕਦੀ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਵੱਡੇ ਰੋਸ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੋਵੇਗੀ, ਕਿੰਨਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਿਆਹ ਹੋਵੇਗਾ। ਅਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਇਸ 'ਚੋਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਭਰ ਕੇ ਆਇਓ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ 2 ਸਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਲੱਗੇ ਹਨ, ਅਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਫੁੱਲੀ ਸਿੱਖ। ਇਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਦੱਸੋ, ਕਿਹਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੈ, ਕੌਣ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਆ ਕੇ ਵੇਖੇ?
ਮੈਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਰਾਈਟ ਕਰ ਰਹੀ ਸੀ, ਇਟਸ ਬੀਨ 2 ਈਅਰਸ ਆਈਵ ਬੀਨ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ੋਅ, ਨਾਓ ਅਪ ਟੂ ਮਾਈ 8 ਡਰਾਫਟ, ਆਈਵ ਡਨ 8 ਡਰਾਫਟਸ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ੋਅ, ਐਂਡ ਫਾਈਨਲੀ ਇਟਸ ਨਾਓ ਰੈਡੀ ਟੂ ਲਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਪਰਫਾਰਮ, ਐਂਡ ਵਾਈਲ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਇਟ, ਮਾਈ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਟਰ ਆਸਕਡ ਮੀ, ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਆਡੀਅੰਸ, ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਇਮੀਡੀਏਟਲੀ ਥੌਟ, ਮਾਈ ਆਡੀਅੰਸ ਫਾਰ ਮਾਈ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਇਜ਼ ਯੰਗ ਸਿੱਖ ਗਰਲਸ their fathers and their bullies. So those are the three people that I hope get to see this show, because that's who I've intended it for. And I feel like it's a story of courage. It's a story of actually fighting those multiple worlds of being Australian, being a young girl, being hairy, trying to stand up for yourself and trying to break cycles in our culture that have been going on for many, many years. And I think it's also about owning your story and not being the victim, but rather using poetry, using your voice, using your tools and your intelligence as a way to actually articulate that you can actually stand up for yourself. And even if you're the only person, and this is life experience, even if I'm the only person standing up for what I believe in, I think that that's okay, because, you know, the heroes, the gurus who actually did this exact same thing, those are my inspirations for actually not caring if communities or people, because at the end of the day, we actually have to answer to ourselves. And when we're sitting in reflection, those are the things that matter to me. So the title, Fully Sikh, is actually ironic. And this is why, I mean, you had a laugh, because it's questioning the Sikh community and the Australian community. What does it mean to be fully Sikh? What does that even mean? And I think it's a, I think art is always about asking questions. And that's what I'm here to do.
सो एक 75 मिनट का शो है तुसी के है, जो सब तो पहला पर्थ से स्टेजस से परफॉर्म किया जाएगा, तो इस तो बाद मैनू उम्मीद है कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया के बाकी बड़े शहर के छोटे शहर विच भी प्ले दिखाया जाएगा. सो तुहाडे तो अलावा कौन है इस विच?
सो इट्स अ वन वुमन शो, सो आई विल बी डूइंग द पोएट्री एंड परफॉर्मेंस, बट एंड आई विल बी कैरेक्टराइजिंग एवरी कैरेक्टर. And then I've got a musician who's a young Indian musician. He's studying at the Performance Academy in Perth called Whopper. And he's in his third year music student. His name is Pavan Hari, and he'll be doing live music. So he's got instruments like harmonium, tabla. He's got some other of his own traditional instruments, sort of veena. He's using kitchen items like dal, rice, you know, kidney beans and pots and pans and gochia to actually make live music and to use them in unique ways.
अच्छा, so इकल्ले तुसी 75 मिनट वास्ते परफॉर्म करोगी, तुम्हारे होर कोई सपोर्टिंग कास्ट नहीं है, थोड़ा जा तो तुम्हें महसूस हो रहा होगा कि ये सक्सेसफुल होएगा, तो तुसी कह रहे हो खास तौर पर तुसी सिख भाईचारे वास्ते इसनों बुलाए कि जिहड़ी वाइडर कम्युनिटी है आम ऑस्ट्रेलियंस इनू नहीं पसंद करेंगे तुहानू लगदा?
नो, आई थिंक दैट इट्स अ शो फॉर डिफरेंट ऑडियंसेस. सो व्हेन आई थिंक ऑफ इट एज इफ इट्स अ नॉन सिख ऑडियंस, दे आर एंटरिंग अ सिख वर्ल्ड, दे आर गेटिंग द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू एंटर माय हाउस. सो द सेट, we're actually designing my family house, my family kitchen. I'll be cooking live on stage. People will get to eat some dal roti. They take their shoes off. They enter and smell the smells of a Sikh house, the sounds of a Sikh house. And I think that it's a very unique opportunity. When we think of how we can show more compassion and understanding in the world, it's about letting people inside our home. And the hospitality that our culture has is something that I value. So I want to bring that to the stage. It's not a show that shuts people out, but rather lets people in.
So ki tusi apne mata pita di acting kar rahe ho, matlab apni hat beeti de aadhar te hai sara kuch?
Yeah, I think it's going to be quite scary. I think that, you know, I actually invited my family in to some of the different rehearsal steps throughout the years, and I finally let them in. I was very nervous, I was shaking, because this is also their story that I'm bringing on stage. And they, you know, didn't know how to react. I think they were proud, but they were a bit shocked that something, their life is going to be on stage.
But wo Lily Singh wali girl to nahi kar rahe na, wo jis tarah.
No. We're not going to. I think it's, you know, my director told me recently when he was reading my script, he said, I'm so happy that even though you are performing as your 10-year-old self, your 15-year-old self, your 17-year-old self, you still manage to create these characters in your family, your brother, your sister, your mum and your dad, in a way that's so respectful, that isn't actually showing them in a negative way, even though there are moments of tension and conflict, you still manage to not disrespect them, which is, I think, really important. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to show the truth, but I'm also here to respect that this is just my perspective.
So, ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਜੰਪਲ ਪਰਸ ਦਾ ਹੈ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਇੱਥੇ ਵੱਡੇ ਹੋਏ ਹੋ। ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਿੱਖ ਨੌਜਵਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਕਰੋ ਜਾਂ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਨੌਜਵਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਕਰੋ, ਕਿ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡਾ ਮਸਲਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੱਡੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡਾ ਇਸ਼ੂ ਕੀ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ?
I think there's a couple of issues depending on when you arrived in Australia. I think that there's different challenges, and I can only speak on the experience of being the diaspora. That's the topic that I've used as a subject of my play and all the workshops that I've done. And I feel like for the diaspora, it is a little bit of confusion of identity and not knowing where you fit in. So do you fit into your home? Do you fit into your community? Do you fit into your school? Do you fit into your workplace? I think those are confusion points. But then there's also a disconnection from their faith. I feel like there's a big disconnection because how the Gyanis, how the community, how the elders respond to being a Sikh. I think young people are getting less and less drawn towards being a Sikh or identifying as a Sikh or really understanding. I think that most, you know, I'm quite surprised when I ask a group of young people, why do you wear the turban? I feel like there's less and less people being able to answer that question. I feel like people are doing it because they think they have to. And I'm trying to say, do things because you choose to do them. You know, I'm a hairy girl, not because my parents told me, not because some yummy told me, not because of an uncle telling me. I'm doing it because every choice I make is how I want to live that life. And I think those decisions will be stronger if they come from within, rather than, I think there's tensions for young people and pressure. You know, we have to marry a certain person. We have to do a certain degree, have to live a certain way, where I think young Sikh people don't get the room and freedom to actually explore that on their own. I'm being generalistic. Obviously, there are many exceptions to this. There's many people that, you know, we've got artists that, you know, Elfresh the Lion is also choosing to live, you know, his lifestyle in the way that he wants to, still being identifying as a Sikh, still being in the music industry and making both those worlds work. But I think there's less role models showing that we can actually take alternative pathways to get to the same destination. So I think there's pressure to succeed in a way that, yeah, that we, I think that if parents and our communities were more gentle and more open to the idea of change and evolution and difference, I think we would be in a different space right now. And I think there will be less pressure on Sikh kids.
ਸੁਖਜੀਤ, ਬੜੀ ਬੇਸਬਰੀ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਰ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਫੁੱਲੀ ਸਿੱਖ ਨੂੰ ਵੇਖਣ ਲਈ। ਮੈਨੂੰ ਉਮੀਦ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਰਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਿਡਨੀ, ਮੈਲਬਰਨ, ਬ੍ਰਿਸਬਨ ਅਤੇ ਹੋਰ ਦੂਜੇ ਸ਼ਹਿਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਜਾਓਗੇ। ਪਰ ਸੌਖਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ, ਕਲਾ ਦੇ ਮਾਧਿਅਮ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਦੋ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਝਾਤੀ ਮਾਰਨ ਦਾ ਹੱਕ ਦਿਵੋ। ਸੋ ਇਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਔਖਾ ਕੰਮ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ, ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ੁਭ ਇੱਛਾਵਾਂ ਦੇਵਾਂਗੀ, ਮੁਬਾਰਕਬਾਦ ਵੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਦੇਵਾਂਗੀ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੁਣ ਤੱਕ ਜੋ ਕਰਦੇ ਆਏ ਹੋ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੜੀ ਹੀ ਵਿਲੱਖਣ ਵੱਖਰੀ ਪਹਿਚਾਣ ਕਾਇਮ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਵਿੱਚ, ਅਤੇ ਪੂਰੀ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਦਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਨਾਮ ਵਧਾਇਆ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵਧਾਈ ਦੇ ਵੀ ਪਾਤਰ ਹੋ। ਬਹੁਤ ਮਿਹਰਬਾਨੀ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੱਜ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ।
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਸੋ ਮਚ, ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ।
SBS Radio. Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.